It's that time again for the Congress in Washington to reauthorize the FAA. The House version of that bill was the topic of a Saturday forum at AirVenture 2023, featuring Representative Sam Graves, GA pilot and chairman of the House Transportation and Infrastructure Committee. EAA's Vice President of Government Relations, Rob Hackman, introduced the session.
I want to welcome you to a congressional town hall meeting. Should be a good discussion and some interesting topics to hear about this morning. On our panel today for the town hall is Congressman Sam Graves. In his 12th term from Missouri, he is well known to our community, chairman of the Transportation and Infrastructure Committee. After serving, just took over as chairman at the beginning of this year with the new Congress, served previously as the ranking member. Also was the chair of the Small Business Committee in previous years, so he's been well known to the aviation community. He's going to lead us off with a few words.
I appreciate the opportunity to say a few words about what we did in the House. I actually have to keep my cheat sheet because there's so much good stuff in there. I forget a lot of it when I'm speaking, but we had an extraordinarily bipartisan bill. Ended up with 351 yes votes and 69 no votes, pretty much evenly distributed, Republicans and Democrats on the yes side and on the no side. So it's a super good bill. So now we're waiting on the Senate. We continue to see breakdowns in Senate negotiations. They're hung up on pilot training more than anything else, and dealing with that. Senator Cantwell from Washington State and Senator Cruz from Texas are the two leads on the Republican and Democrat side. The rumor is, right now at least, that the Senate will take up the majority of our bill and just move on with a few of their things, which is good news, because if they take up 80% of our bill, then that's 80% we don't have to conference out. Real quick, a few of the things, the highlights, that I'm going to talk about and go over, particularly when it comes to GA. Far too many years now we've seen FAA reauthorizations, and general aviation is kind of a side note, or it's just doesn't have the importance that it should have. The airlines usually get the majority of the importance. So this year I put a GA title in, specifically dealing with everything surrounding general aviation. And then the stuff that I've picked up over the years, coming to Oshkosh and listening to folks and getting folks' ideas and their thoughts and concerns, we incorporated that all in there. What we did was a couple of things. So when it comes to AIP, for instance, we've been hung up on about $3.35 billion a year, and that's the Airport Improvement Program for two decades, and we want to see that increase. So what I did was take that up to $4 billion. We have the money within the trust fund to be able to do that. Now, Washington continues to borrow money, and we continue to see deficits, and that's obviously a problem. But in transportation, we still have siloed dollars. We have true trust funds. Those are dollars that go into the trust funds. There's the Highway Trust Fund, there's the Aviation Trust Fund, the Inland Waterways Trust Fund, the Harbor Maintenance Trust Fund. We have at least a dozen different trust funds funded through user fees, and the Aviation Trust Fund is funded through aviation fuel taxes. It is flush with money, can only be used in aviation. So we are not adding to the deficit or adding to the debt as a result of this. So we increase it to $4 billion. And then what I also did was I went in there and said 70% of that money has to go to small and medium-sized airports. Approximately $1 billion is going to be dedicated to small and medium airports. I also carve out $50 million in there, too, that has to be directed to hangar expansions at airports and transient ramp space at our small airports. So $50 million of that money is going to go specifically to those programs. So our state DOTs are going to see a lot more money directed directly to the airports that are important to us, at least in the House bill. We did expand basic med. We have shown that basic med works. The accident rate has not gone up, so we've increased the weight to 12.5, which is the threshold the FAA already uses for getting a type certificate. So that is in the bill, and expands that opportunity for basic med considerably. We reinforce the FAA's partnership when it comes to the Eagle initiative, and I think some of the folks are going to talk a little bit about that. That's aviation fuel, and it ensures, too, the continued availability of aviation gas, at least for the short term. We also address the ongoing shortage of DPEs. And it makes sure that the FAA obviously establishes a program to provide national coordination when it comes to DPEs, and we get more DPEs out there to help with you know, with the issues surrounding certification and everything else. A couple of other things. We also invest in our workforce, which we have some workforce issues. We stand up the National Center for the Advancement of Aerospace. And what that basically does is it goes out there and helps us find those individuals who are interested in being a pilot, interested in being a mechanic, interested in being an aircraft traffic controller. All of the careers within aviation, we're helping to obviously alleviate the problem that that we have dealing with that. I do want to mention, too, when it comes to N number mining, those are folks that go out there and they'll buy up huge blocks of N numbers. And then what they do, and they also have some automated software in many cases that picks up N numbers as somebody's transitioning them. We've heard a few cases of that. And then they offer them up for sale at exorbitant prices to companies or individuals who want a specific N number. So we're going to block that. We're also going to prevent, we absolutely tell the FAA and when we did ADS-B, the FAA said they weren't going to use that as an enforcement tool. Well, many of us have found out that that's simply not the case, that it is being used as an enforcement tool. So we codify that they cannot use that as an enforcement tool. We also codify all makes and models, which is something we did in the last FAA reauthorization, and they never implemented it. And what that basically says is if you have an endorsement, mainly dealing with a lot of warbirds, you get three endorsements, experimental endorsements, then you can get an all makes and models, so you don't have to go through the process each time that you have to go out and get one of those endorsements. We do address the backlog of aircraft registration in the Part 135 air carrier registration. That we also go back to, and I know Ed's going to talk about this, when it comes to people getting online and figuring out where your N number is going and being able to block N numbers, which is very important to a lot of companies. Interestingly enough, it came up when it comes to colleges and coaches that are going out and recruiting folks to come to their school to play ball. Their competition is watching where those N numbers are going and what high schools are going to, and tracking that. But we bring that back into the process. So a lot of good things. We do go in trying to make the FAA a little bit more customer friendly. And we've seen problems with the FAA and obviously not coming back to work, which we require them to come back to work. They're still operating from home. They say it's COVID related. We all know that that is just garbage. Everybody else is back to work, and they, along with every other federal agency for that matter, needs to come back to the workplace. And we put for lack of a better term, it's a customer advocate. Within the restructuring of the FAA, we changed the upper management of the FAA in this bill, but we also put in an advocate for pilots, for people who are trying to get something done. It gives them an office that they can go to be able to complain, to try to get more work done without having to go through a member of Congress to move the FAA when it comes to doing, whether that's a certification issue or even a pilot issue. I lost my billfold last year. And along with that, lost my pilot's license. And so I went through the process. I thought this is going to be interesting just to see how it works. I got a temporary certificate. They're good for 3 months. And waiting on my new pilot's license to be printed. That expired, my temporary certificate, so I applied for another one. And that expired, so I applied for another one. It took 7 months just to reprint my damn pilot's license. And that is absolutely it's out of the question. It should not take that long to get something done within the FAA. But so many things in this bill. We do some stuff for customers when it comes to making customers whole. As it pertains to the airlines, so we've got sections in there. We also deal with drones and AAM, trying to figure out the separation within the airspace and making sure that we give drones, for instance, those pathways to be able to operate. The technology is getting so good and so incredible that, and we want to make sure that we have a smooth integration within the airspace when it comes to AAM and when it comes to the drone program. We also protect our modelers out there, which we're very concerned with some of the requirements that are coming out. We want to make sure that the modelers do not get caught up in the whole process of regulation when it comes to drones. But that's kind of it in a nutshell. It is a big bill. It's an 800-page bill. Being able to get a unanimous vote on an 800-page bill is kind of like moving a mountain, but it happened. Nevertheless, it's a good bill. We can be proud of it, and hopefully, the Senate's going to pick it up very soon.
Here's EAA CEO and Chairman Jack Pelton.
You know, Sam jumped right up there and went it got into it, and I just want to take a minute for us all to really think about the work the chairman did with this bill, because as he said, it's 300 plus pages. It's the first time GA is recognized, and he is our advocate that's working tirelessly to make sure that general aviation is protected. We've never ever had that in a reauthorization bill, and not only did he get that as far as the ingredients through his leadership to get bipartisan unanimous voting on it, it says America's not completely broken. Sam Graves knows how to work within the DC system and make it work. So Sam, we are really, really glad you're there, and thank you so much for what you have done on this.
That's a summary of the House version of the bill to reauthorize the FAA, presented by Representative Sam Graves, GA pilot and chairman of the House Transportation and Infrastructure Committee. For EAA Radio News, I'm Mike Morgan.